Well, hello. Like the song says, let's get it started. The winter is starting. The holidays are starting soon. 2024 is just around the corner, and that's what we're going to talk about on today's show. So in case you haven't tuned in before, my name is Michael Mullis, and I'm president of a company called Mortgage Teacher. And that's exactly what we're going to do today, is teach you the differences on what's going on with mortgages. Teach you the difference on what all the differences are between all the banks. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. I still even get calls from friends here and there, and it kind of makes sense. I know I've talked about it before here on the radio, but let's talk about, you know, how banking has changed, because a lot of us think we still go to our branch to get mortgage advice. And I get it. That's what we've done in the past. That's what our parents did. But this is the evolution of banking, and I'll touch on this real quick. Think about it. My grandparents used to go into the branch to invest money. Now, come on, look at you financial planners out there. I know that a lot of you are listening, and no, you should go to an independent relationship, someone that's your financial advisor, you know, there to help your family. Usually it's a family friend or even a friend you grew up with, maybe a family relative, but this is someone that you trust. So when it comes to investing, you don't go into the bank. Now, what about a car loan? That's the second biggest debt in life outside of your mortgage, agree? Do you walk into your branch and ask for the best car loan? No. A lot of us go to a dealership now here in London, and they lay out 5 different loans, and lo and behold, I end up taking a BMO loan, out of my TD account. It doesn't really matter. It's just a car loan. So why do we get advice from a branch for our biggest debt, the mortgage? And this is why I want to bring this up, because traditionally, do you agree? It's always been the five-year fix. In fact, that's what I want today's show to be about, the mortgage renewal. I know there's a lot of people coming up due in 2024, and this is what's so important, folks, how early you have to act on your renewal now. Okay, so say you do have a mortgage coming due in June 2024, you should be acting on that right away. Now, I'm going to talk about that later in the show. So let me go back a little bit to what I was just talking about. And that's a little bit about how banking has changed. Where should we be going, you know, and who should we be going to get our mortgage advice? And more importantly, the renewal, because a lot of people right now are getting an offer from their bank if they are, you know, their mortgage renewal is coming up in April 24, June 24. And it seems to be a lot of them are coming through with the 5-year fixed. Now, that's what I want to bring up here for a minute or two. Why the 5-year fixed? I mean, a lot of us are looking at the graphs and thinking, rates are supposed to be coming down perhaps in 2024. 2025, they could be coming down even more. There's been a lot of news about the future election. Will this party stay, you know, all the way until October 2025? Is that going to be the next election? But all of these points and so much news, 90% of the verbiage out there is saying that rates are coming down throughout 2024 and especially in 2025. So do you really want to take another 5-year fixed right now? And you go and what? Lock in at 6%? Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, everyone around you is taking lower interest rates? No. That's not what you want to do. You might want to shorten your term. So be careful of your early renewal. For one, if rates are coming down, it's definitely not going to be the best offer. Okay? For two, well, definitely wait till your renewal. If it's in April, don't take an early offer. Usually those early offers are not the best deal, like I just said. So number one, why do just a 5-year? You really shouldn't. Okay, a lot of people are trending into a shorter term mortgage, maybe a 2-year, maybe a 3-year. So then you're coming up for renewal again in like 2025 or 26. That's a lot of people's goals right now. Now, maybe the variable is becoming attractive again. The whole point I'm getting at here at Mortgage Teacher, yeah, I'm going to sell us towards it. Why not? But it's unbiased. We'll just teach you, hey, here's what could be the best plan for you. Depends what you want to do moving forward. And please, Google Mortgage Teacher. Read the reviews yourself. You will read that. Sometimes people call and say, hey, my bank gave us this rate And we return with, hey, that's a fantastic product. Just stay with your bank. The point I'm getting at, the advice. I'm not saying we always get you the best deal, usually. But more importantly, we're going to give you unbiased, honest advice. And that's what's most important. Because if you just walk into your branch and they offer you a 5-year, how do you know that's the best? What else is going on out in the market? So that's what I wanted to bring up first. Then, of course, I mean, it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? We don't always take advice from our branch anymore, right? We invest elsewhere. We get our car insurance outside of our branch. We get our life insurance outside of the branch. We get our car loans outside of the branch. Heck, even your Visa and credit card. We don't all go to our branch to get them anymore. We see Costco cards. We see even crypto cards online, right? We have different resources. So not only where you get the money from, but more importantly, where you get the advice from. And that's what I wanted to point out on today's show. Now, before we head into break here and shortly, let's just set up the next segment. Is more on what is hot and what's going on as we end 2023 and we're heading into 2024. And what I can see is it's been really slow lately. London, surrounding area. If you're thinking of buying a house, if you are a real estate agent listening and you have somebody sitting on the fence going, well, I think prices are going to come down. I don't know, folks. You might find the odd house you can grab a deal. Maybe it used to be worth $1 million and now you can maybe buy it for $850,000. But we are still, a good city full of starter homes, investment properties. There's still a lot of houses moving. If you're around the, $550,000, $450,000, $600,000 mark, those houses are still moving. They're still affordable. First-time home buyers are still, trying to get and raise their family in a house. So London and surrounding area is still affordable. It's still moving. Now, if you're waiting on the fence to find a super deal to buy, I got a feeling everyone's saying this is a buyer's market. Real estate is saying this is a buyer's market. Things are slow. Houses are listed for a while. We're going into winter. Winter naturally cools the market. Okay? Now, if interest rates do start to come down like many predict, could this start a little bit of a real estate frenzy? Could people that are sitting on the fence go out and start buying places, which means you might get a multiple offer on a house, which also means it's going to transfer back from a buyer's market to a seller's market? So the point I'm getting at, if you're sitting on the fence waiting to buy, your opportunity could very well be in the next 2 or 3 months. But coming February, March, April, there seems to be a lot of pressure on the interest rates to come down. If they come down, we could start seeing people jump back into the market, which of course could increase prices yet again. So the opportunity is now. It's still affordable in London. You can still find your deals. And maybe, if anything, I get people to pick a late closing date 4 months from now, because your interest rate could even come down more from today in that time. So there's some quick little tips on what's coming on. We're going to jump to a news break quick. Again, my name is Michael Mullis, president of Mortgage Teacher. Look it up on Google, Mortgage Teacher, Instagram, Facebook. I mean, we're even giving away some London Knights tickets for the teddy bear toss coming up. So of course that's going to dates time this, but we have London Knights tickets throughout the holidays. If you're interested, we have some different contests. But again, look us up and we'll be right back after this news break. All right, here we go again. Hope you're okay with that news break. Hope you're still tuning in. And if you're just tuning in now wondering what this show is, my name is Michael Mullis, president of a company called Mortgage Teacher. And that's exactly what we're going to do. The old word mortgage, it's quite enlightening. And if you go to the root of the word, it actually means death contract. So it's a French slang. So that's what it is. And that's what we're here to help. But I have to admit, there's been a lot of questions. Mortgage has been pretty hot in the news, even hot in the government lately, with housing affordability and mortgage rates up as high as we are. Like I said, it's been really hot in the news. And in the first part of the show, that's what we talked about. What is huge? And to be honest, you have an opportunity to save tens of thousands of dollars here in the next couple of months, because what we see is the interest rates coming down. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a tip here on how Mortgage Teacher, and it doesn't matter what bank you're with, If you're, it doesn't matter what bank you're with. We work with them all. So here's what's great. I can be on here and be unbiased. So when I'm speaking about the banks, I'm speaking about all of them. And I've said it on the show before. I watch the bond market often. Now, not to bore you too much, and I've always taught this on the show, and I'll do it again. There's two different mortgages out there, meaning variable and fixed. So folks, when you're listening to guys like me on the radio, or even, you know, Stubbsy on the channel here, what they're talking about is when you hear the word bond market, okay? Bonds, the bonds are down. That is the fixed rate. So lately, we've seen the bonds come down 40 or 50 basis points, which means maybe a rate could change from, you know, 5.5 all the way to 4.99%. This is what we're starting to see. So here's where the magic is. If your mortgage is up for renewal in 2024, if you know someone, you'd be doing them a huge Christmas gift favor on telling them to get in touch with us. Why? Because here at Mortgage Teacher, we can secure your rate at multiple different institutions. So let's give an example. Say you're with Scotiabank and you're up for renewal in May 24, 2024. We can secure your rate 4 months prior. It's called hedging the rate. Just like when you get a pre-approval. You know how your bank says, oh, well, we'll hold your rate for 120 days. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. Okay, folks. Well, what's been going on lately with the bonds is they go up, then they go down, then they go up, then they go down. And some of those little pockets that they go down, that's where Mortgage Teacher can grab that rate for you. So now when you look back, your bank usually offers you a renewal. If you're due May 24th, they would give you a renewal around April and say, here you go, here's your rates that we're offering you. And you wait until May 24th. Well, what we get to do is hold rates all the way back to January for you. And when you come up to May 24, maybe you do stay at your current bank and just do an easy renewal. Or maybe we were able to get a rate lower elsewhere back in February, back in January, back in March, one of these small pockets. And this is how we've seen a lot of people win throughout 2022, 2023. We had a lot of people coming up for renewal that weren't happy with the rate they were getting. And they were offering, you know, even a high 6.8. Well, lucky enough, I had some people that I grabbed their rate earlier and I was able to get them a 5.1, not a 6.8. I saw one that was 5.3 instead of 6.5. So there are opportunities here, but here at Mortgage Teacher, please, if you're a financial planner, a realtor, anyone thinking of moving, it doesn't cost anything. There's no obligation. Just let us secure some rates for you so you have options. This is what's huge in the broker world, the banking world, the mortgage world. It doesn't matter. And it's not us versus the banks. We work with all the banks. The banks love us. In fact, folks, if you want to know how to get the lowest rates, it's actually about efficiency nowadays. What, you don't think the banks are understaffed? Absolutely they are, just like any other business. So they got to work smarter and not harder. So for example, if we're going to help your mortgage through, you know, an institution like TD or Scotia, like I mentioned before, we do all the paperwork, we get it off to the bank, and the bank's like, wow, this is a complete file. Here's all the paperwork, here's everything done. They only work on your deal for about 30 minutes in total. And of course, that's where I can drop the interest rate because the bank didn't have to put overtime work into it. Quick, simple, all the paperwork. Where if you go into your branch today and ask for a rate, and then you go back a week later with more paperwork, and a week later, and a month later, this branch employee is now literally, they're losing money on you because they're working on your deal for, what, 16 hours, 6 hours, whatever it may be. Now, I apologize to you branch employees. There's lots of other business there. But this is really how you want to get a good, cheap, wholesale interest rate, be easy to work with, and of course, give yourself options of the entire country's lenders, not just a few. Okay, so you do have options. So like I was saying before, probably the most important thing going into 2024, get your rates held as early as possible. Give yourself all the options you can. And that's what our biggest indicator. That's been the biggest win for Londoners, Canadians, you know, going through 2022, 2023. And like I said, if you're just tuning in and catching this, if you're a financial planner, a realtor, even an accountant, here at the end of the year, this is what Mortgage Teacher is here to do. We work with you guys. We just had someone the other day listen to this fantastic scenario. somebody's coming due to their year end. They're up for renewal. They said, you want a mortgage teacher? Is there a cheaper way? I'm kind of happy with my bank. I don't really need to go anywhere. But if you can dig in here and find some savings. Well, lo and behold, for you financial planners out there with clients or accountants, listen to this. This couple, you know, they had a vehicle. That's fine. They could afford the payments. They had some debt. They had like to have fun in life. You know, golf memberships, things like that. Everything's fantastic in life. They can afford it. So we're up for renewal, Mike. We don't really need your help. But when we got deep into their numbers, this couple was paying over $4,800 a month on mortgage, car payment, visa payment, whatever it may be. That's what they're used to throwing. Even sometimes they put an extra $500, an extra $1,000 on a debt. You know, they put extra even here and there to put a dent in your debt. And they want to retire in about 10, 15 years. Makes sense? This story could be you. We looked at the numbers and wow, when we broke it down, they were paying about $16,000 off in principal. So their mortgage was coming down. Some of the vehicle loans were coming down. But, you know, they're busting their butt to pay $4,800 a month towards about $420,000. Okay? And the results were only about $16,000. Well, what we did, they still only owe $420,000. They did not borrow more. And yes, we rolled the vehicles into the debt and the other debt. Okay? But listen to this. They're still going to pay $4,800. Okay? So they're not paying any different. They don't owe any more. The only thing that switched was the results. And you ready for this? Instead of paying $16,000 off per year, they're going to pay $40,000 off per year. So for you planners that are listening out there, this is a client that now, in 5 years from now, even 3 years from now, 2 years from now, they're going to pay off $100,000 in 2 years. They're paying off about, you know, $40,000 to $50,000 in 1 year. So think how quick we just converted this book for an investor. Now their debt is going to be paid off way sooner, and they're able in the next 2 years and 3 years to convert more cash flow per month to the investment. Now they can start putting an extra $1,000, even $2,000 a month towards an investment. As you investors know, compound interest, we want the money working for the clients. So that's exactly what we're doing here at Mortgage Teacher. Everyone's like, well, can you get us the lowest rate? Okay, maybe we can get you a lower rate and that saves you $27 and $54. But what if you didn't know and in those numbers, we found out that we can convert thousands of dollars from interest to principal. That's right, folks. It's easy to get you a mortgage. That's not what we're going to do. At Mortgage Teacher, we want to help you get rid of that mortgage with a nice automated plan, and this is all free. So, wow, that went by really quick. So, to take away this message as we end 2023 and heading into 2024, okay, we will be talking to you in the spring. If you know anyone with a mortgage renewal, please, it's urgent. Reach out. Get your information to us. We can secure your rates, no obligation, and now you're going to have options as you come up for renewal. So I know it's the holidays and your mortgage isn't due until June, so you don't want to worry about it. But hey, put about 5 minutes of work into it, maybe 10 minutes, and that's all it's going to take. And then you're going to save yourself tens of thousands, maybe even more. These rates are really coming down, folks, so don't be a rush. Again, my name is Michael at Mortgage Teacher. Feel free to reach out, Facebook, Instagram, and mortgageteacher.com. Have a great holiday, folks. We'll be in touch.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.